Welcome to the Property Elite podcast. I'll be your host, Jen Lehman, chartered surveyor and co-founder of Property Elite. Stay tuned each week for more on industry hot topics, market updates, and new RICS guidance.
Hi, my name is Brian Robinson. I'm a chartered building surveyor. I'm an RICS assessor, chair, auditor, and mentor. Today we're going to look at inspection. This is essential reading for both ASOC RICS and APC candidates following this competency. We have split this blog into two parts, with part two coming shortly. Why is inspection a core skill for surveyors? Inspection is a core skill required of surveyors, but many surveyors consider this to be a simple skill, as after all you're just looking at something, but any inspection needs care. It is important that you look and understand what you see, what is there and not there, in addition to any defects or issues with elements which cannot be explained. A simple example which I came across many years ago to demonstrate this is that of the lit candle. Imagine a standard white candle which has been lit. How many things do you think can be observed? I have run this exercise in several lectures and in training of surveyors. Most people say they can observe between 6 and 10. Well, in fact, you can observe more than 20 separate things about the lit candle. For example, take the flame. Most people will say there is a flame, but some of what you can observe is also the flame is tapered. It moves in the breeze. It widens and narrows when it moves. It is elliptical in shape. It originates at the wick. The flame has 2/3 shades of colour. It is orange at the tip. It has smoke at the tip. The flame is hot. So the first thing about any inspection is to take your time and understand fully what you are looking at and what you then may need to look for. What are some reasons for inspection? The key to any effective inspection is to understand the reason for that inspection. A surveyor can carry out inspections for a variety of reasons, of which are a level 1, 2 or 3 home buyer survey, a schedule of condition, a pre-acquisition survey, a dilapidations report, a defect report, a stock condition survey, a measured survey, building insurance reinstatement report, and more specialist inspections of ecclesiastical or historical buildings. Checking on construction work as a contract administrator is also part of the work the surveyor can do. What equipment may be needed when inspecting? It is important that you have the right equipment to undertake the inspection. The following items are considered to be standard equipment for all levels of inspection: a damp meter, a pair of binoculars, a magnet, a torch, a plumb bob, a spirit level, a pocket mirror, a compass, a digital camera. Do not rely upon your mobile phone. Always check the battery is fully charged or you have a spare battery and take a spare memory card. Selfie stick, useful for taking photographs of gutters, etc. Surveyor's ladder for accessing flat roofs and for hatches no more than 3 metres above level ground on the outside or floor surfaces inside, if it is safe to do so. Lifting equipment and or crowbar, which is sensible because chamber covers lifting keys rarely work as the lifting holes are often rusted or full of debris. To make the lifting of covers easier, other tools that can help are a robust claw hammer or club hammer, a large flat-headed screwdriver for levering up the cover, a bolster or cold chisel if it is practical and safe to use. Personally, I always carry the following: a hygrometer, which is useful if condensation may be a problem, a set of screwdrivers, both small and large, or a Leatherman tool or equivalent, hand sanitizer or wipes. More amusingly, toilet paper. For an empty building, you may find the toilet is still usable, but there is unlikely to be any towels. And in residential flats, there will be no public toilets at all. Always get permission to use facilities if it is a private building or dwelling. A drink and possibly a snack, especially if you are surveying an empty building and the survey is going to take several hours. A bag to carry your kit in. Whatever equipment is used, make sure you have adequate training and competency to apply it to your specific circumstance to enable delivery of the service agreed with the client. What personal protective PPE will I need? Whatever inspection you're undertaking, always have the appropriate clothing with you, taking into consideration the type of inspection you're going to carry out. If you're going to survey an occupied domestic property, then your normal work clothing will probably be okay. However, if you're going to inspect a derelict building, an industrial unit or a construction site, you may need to consider wearing clothing you do not mind getting dirty. So a £1,000 Armani suit or Dior dress may not be appropriate, nor will expensive shoes. Typical examples of PPE include a high-vis jacket, safety boots or steel-cap shoes, body cam, hard hat, dust mask, goggles and earplugs for construction sites, slip-over shoe covers for residential properties, waterproof over trousers and a waterproof hat if you're working in the rain. Not all surveys or inspections are done in dry weather. Some surveyors wear disposable overalls for certain types of surveys, a warm jacket for cold weather, an umbrella, gloves. I always had a pair of old leather gloves in the pocket of my high-vis jacket, but disposable gloves are useful as well.
Thanks for listening to the Property Elite podcast this week. Head to our website to check out our full blog, free and paid support resources and services, free consultation for every single RICS APC and ASOC RICS candidate, and also ask us any questions you have via the website chat blog. See you next week.